Many years ago, I walked at dawn through the narrow cobblestone streets of Cusco, Peru, high in the Andes Mountains. I saw a man from a local indigenous group walking down one of the streets. He was not a big man physically, but he carried an immense load of firewood in a huge burlap sack on his back. The sack seemed to be as big as he was. The load must have weighed as much as he did. He steadied it with a rope that looped under the bottom of the sack and circled up around his forehead. He gripped the rope tightly on both sides of his head. He kept a rag on his forehead underneath the rope to keep it from cutting into his skin. He leaned forward under his burden and walked with deliberate, difficult steps. The man was carrying the firewood to the marketplace where it would be sold. In an average day, he might make just 2 or 3 round trips across the town to deliver similarly awkward, heavy loads. The memory of him bent forward, struggling down the street, has become increasingly meaningful for me with the passage of years. How long could he continue to carry such burdens? Life presses burdens, all kinds of burdens, on each of us. Some light, but others relentless and heavy. People struggle every day under burdens that tax their souls. Many of us struggle under such burdens. They can be emotionally or physically ponderous. They can be worrisome, oppressive, and exhausting. And they can continue for years. In a general sense, our burdens come from 3 sources. Some burdens are the natural product of the conditions of the world in which we live. Illness, physical disability, hurricanes, and earthquakes come from time to time through no fault of our own. We can prepare for these risks, and sometimes we can predict them. But in the natural pattern of life, we will all confront some of these challenges. Other burdens are imposed on us by the misconduct of others. Abuse and addictions can make home anything but a heaven on earth for innocent family members. Sin, incorrect traditions, repression, and crime scatter burden victims along the pathways of life. Even less serious misdeeds, such as gossip and unkindness, can cause others genuine suffering. Our own mistakes and shortcomings produce many of our problems and can place heavy burdens on our own shoulders. The most onerous burden we impose upon ourselves is the burden of sin. And we have all known the remorse and pain which inevitably follow our failure to keep the commandments. No matter the burdens we face in life as a consequence of natural conditions, the misconduct of others, or our own mistakes and shortcomings, we are all children of a loving Heavenly Father who sent us to earth as part of His eternal plan for our growth and progress. Our unique individual experiences can help us prepare to return to Him. The adversity and afflictions that are ours, however difficult to bear, last, from heaven's perspective, for but a small moment. And then, if we endure it well, God shall exalt us on high. We must do everything we can to bear our burdens well for however long our small moment carrying them lasts. Burdens provide opportunities to practice virtues that contribute to eventual perfection. They invite us to yield to the enticings of the Holy Spirit and put off the natural man and become a saint through the atonement of Christ the Lord and become as a child, submissive, meek, humble, patient, full of love, willing to submit to all things which the Lord seeth fit to inflict upon us, even as a child doth submit to his father. Thus, burdens become blessings, though often such blessings are well disguised and may require time, effort, and faith to accept and understand. 4 examples may help explain this. First, Adam was told, "Cursed shall be the ground for thy sake," which meant for his benefit, and "by the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread." Work is a continual burden, but it is also a continual blessing for our sake. For it teaches lessons we can learn only by the sweat of our face. Second, Alma observed that the poverty and afflictions of the poor among the Zoramites had truly humbled them, and they were in a preparation to hear the word. He added, "Because ye are compelled to be humble, blessed are ye." Our economic challenges may help prepare us to hear the word of the Lord. Third, because of the exceedingly great length of their war, many Nephites and Lamanites were softened because of their afflictions, insomuch that they did humble themselves before God, even in the depth of humility. Political unrest, social disorder, and in some areas of the world, modern Gadianton robbers may humble us and motivate us to seek heavenly shelter from societal storms. Fourth, Joseph Smith was told that the terrible things he suffered for years at the hands of his enemies would give him experience and be for his good. The suffering we experience through the offenses of others is a valuable, if painful, school for improving our own behavior. Further, bearing up under our burdens can help us develop a reservoir of empathy for the problems of others. The Apostle Paul taught that we should bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Accordingly, our baptismal covenants require that we should be willing to bear one another's burdens, that they may be light. Yea, and be willing to mourn with those that mourn, yea, and comfort those that stand in need of comfort. Keeping our baptismal covenants helps relieve our own burdens as well as those of burdened souls we serve. Those who offer such assistance to others stand on holy ground. In explaining this, the Savior taught, "When saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee?" And the King shall answer and say unto them, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Through it all, the Savior offers us sustaining strength and support, and in his own time and way, he offers deliverance. When Alma and his followers escaped from the armies of King Noah, they established a community named Helam. They began to till the ground, build buildings, and prosper. Without warning, an army of the Lamanites brought them into bondage, and none could deliver them but the Lord their God. That deliverance, however, did not come immediately. These enemies began to put tasks upon them and put taskmasters over them. Although they were threatened with death for praying, Alma and his people did pour out their hearts to God, and he did know the thoughts of their hearts. Because of their goodness and their obedience to their baptismal covenants, they were delivered in stages. The Lord said to them, "I will ease the burdens which are upon your shoulders, that you cannot feel them upon your backs, even while you are in bondage. And this will I do, that ye may stand as witnesses for me hereafter, and that ye may know of a surety that I, the Lord God, do visit my people in their afflictions." And now it came to pass that the burdens which were laid upon Alma and his brethren were made light. Yea, the Lord did strengthen them that they could bear up their burdens with ease, and they did submit cheerfully and with patience to all the will of the Lord. And it came to pass that so great was their faith and their patience that the voice of the Lord came unto them again, saying, "Be of good comfort, for on the morrow I will deliver you out of bondage." Mercifully, the Son of God offers us deliverance from the bondage of our sins, which is among the heaviest of all the burdens we bear. During his atonement, he suffered according to the flesh, that he might take upon him the sins of his people, that he might blot out their transgressions according to the power of his deliverance. Christ suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer if they would repent. When we repent and keep the commandments, forgiveness and relief from our burdened conscience comes with the help that only the Savior offers. For surely, whosoever repenteth shall find mercy. I remember that man in Peru, hunched over and struggling to carry that enormous sack of firewood on his back. For me, he is an image of us all as we struggle with the burdens of life. I know that as we keep the commandments of God and our covenants, he helps us with our burdens. He strengthens us. When we repent, he forgives us and blesses us with peace of conscience and joy. May we then submit cheerfully and with patience to all the will of the Lord, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.